Hey, you got to wonder if Consall sent Coach Ballard a note saying, hey, thanks for making Ellison nice and mad.
Yeah, right. Indeed.
That was who Brian was up 49-0 on last week at halftime.
Yeah.
So that's who Consall draws tonight. So.
Yeah. Well, Consall will be there tonight, and you'll be there tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, Leo Buckley, it's not the most pleasant drive, but it's a heck of a place to call a game.
Yeah.
Nice
facility. Maybe Michael, leave some refreshments for you or something.
Hopefully they'll refresh the refreshments by the time I get there tomorrow. So that's what I'm hopeful for.
Right.
Well, occasionally on this show, we try to provide you with a variety of information, things that you can use, things that you can't use, things of stating the obvious and maybe even putting a smile on your face. And something that we've repeated numerous times on here is don't put anything on Facebook you wouldn't want your mother to see or your grandmother, perhaps. Certainly if you're going to set your profile to public. If someone's not your friend and you make it where anyone can look at your profile, you're going to want to be real choosy what goes up there.
Mm-hmm.
Case in point, a mother in Tennessee has cost her son's high school football team victories.
Oh, no.
They're having to vacate 3 victories from earlier in this season. Ryan and Rodney Belasic transferred into Perry County High School from Henry County High School, where they had spent the earlier seasons in their high school career. But that all changed here in the last week or so, because what happened is their mama scolded her sons on Facebook after they left their room in a disorderly state when they departed for a school week in Perry County. She later posted on Facebook, and I quote, "How can two boys mess up their room as badly as they do when they're only here on Saturday and Sunday?" End quote.
Uh-oh.
Then that got spread around. That got turned over to the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association, their version of the UIL. And that led to discovering the Belasic's dual residence. Brief investigation, they learned that the Belasic's mother still worked and resided in Henry County. And that's where they used to live. That's where the boys used to go to high school. Because part of the family was still residing in the player's original district, it was ruled that they should not have transferred to a new school until after their mother moved on from the area as well, leaving those two offensive linemen now ineligible to play for their current high school.
Goodness gracious.
The team will get to keep its wins from the past 2 weeks as they came with the Belasics sitting out from action. And Perry County players will also be able to keep the statistics they accumulated in those 3 wins, despite the fact that they won't count on the team's official 1-loss record. Be careful what you post on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing with our Facebook segment, just so you know, delete all you want. But if we tell you 3 words that you need to remember today. 3 words. If you don't hear another 3 words that we say to you this morning, remember these. Facebook never forgets.
Never.
Never. It also has a keen memory for what computers you've used, who you were sharing those computers with. Your Facebook dossier could easily run to hundreds of pages. How do we know? You see, not here, but in Europe, they can force Facebook to send them a dossier of everything it knows about them. Now, we can't do that here because Facebook is a privately held company.
Right.
2 anonymous Europeans have shared their database dumps publicly. One of them had a Facebook dossier, if you will, of 880 pages. So, in other words, all of the paperwork that Facebook had on this one user came out to 880 pages, including records of all friend requests that they rejected, records of the 12-plus friends that they had unfriended over the years, a list of devices from which this same user logged into Facebook, plus a list of other users on those machines, meaning Facebook knows who spent the night at your place last night, records of more than 50 incoming pokes since 2008. In other words, you can poke somebody on Facebook, and I still don't really understand what that's supposed to mean.
Yeah.
Some 75 event invites along with 38 RSVPs and, perhaps most disturbingly, a history of messages and chats. So if you think you're safe carrying on whatever activity you don't want others to know about by having it on Facebook, hold on just a second. Wait just a moment, my friend, I believe as Coach Corso would say.
That's right. Not so fast.
Not so fast. I couldn't think of it. Thank you. Not so fast, my friend.
Uh-huh.
So, just let that sink in for a second. Let that sink in because that is... That's a little troubling. But then again, if you offer a service absolutely free of charge,
mm-hmm.
and It's your service.
Yeah.
You know, where does this sense of ownership come from? Because that's what I got to the point I was just laughing hysterically when, not hysterically, but I was just, you know, laughing and shaking my head at so many people. I hate the new Facebook layout, and, you know, because that came out, what, last week? I
think? Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And everybody's complaining about it. I didn't like it either. But you know what? It's as we pointed out on the show last week. How dare this company that provides me something absolutely free of charge not get my opinion or make changes without my consent?
Yeah.
Well, I have an opinion on Facebook, a very strong one too. And as the not self proclaimed web guru, I do a lot of research.
Hey, buddy,
on
we're going to ask you questions. You're going to get asked questions before Tom or I would.
that's true. But Facebook has changed significantly since I joined, and I joined just a few months after it was unleashed. This was back in 2004-2005. While I was in college, and I was one of the few who could sign up because I had a .edu email account. And then they expanded it to everyone, but it has fundamentally changed. And every time they make changes, they are opt-out changes to where they release more and more that they used to consider private. They suddenly make it public, and they say, oh, but if you want to make it private, go back. And there's three different levels you have to get through just to make it private again. So I understand my position has always been similar to yours. If you put it online anywhere, Facebook, a website, whatever, it's public. It's no longer private. There's no reason. I don't think anyone should have a reasonable expectation of privacy unless they explicitly state it on their website. But here's my biggest beef with Facebook right now, and this just came out a few days ago. Even when you log out, they have cookies on your browser, and most websites require you to store cookies so that you can visit them and interact with them appropriately. Even if you log out of Facebook, they will be tracking the websites you visit. They didn't mean to. They say they didn't mean to, but they have that information. They say they're dumping it. I don't know if they are, but it's just one of those things that I actually go to the length to browse Facebook in a different browser so that they don't see everything that I visit. It's not a big deal most of the time. I'm not visiting websites that are going to incriminate me, but that's not something I wish to give up voluntarily.
So Patrick, along with the chocolate chip cookie recipe, will later on will be posting his links to his favorite tinfoil hat distributors as well.
That's right.
Brad Hildebrand.